Blog Talk Radio.
Greet you in the name of Jesus. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking out your time for this hour to be a part of this ministry as we move forward. For those of you who are calling in, listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, and participate. We are an interactive ministry. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you can be connected. You hit the number one, and if you have a question, we will inform the speaker that you have a question, and it will be addressed. Also, for those of you who would like to participate on the Zoom to see a face-to-face, you can call in on the online going to 505-563-6808. The Zoom ID is 505-563-6808. And then you would put in Psalm, capital P-S-A-L-M, 23. Psalm 23 without an S. Amen. That is the passcode. And finally, at the end of this hour, if you would like to listen to it or share this message with someone, go into Blog Talk Radio on your internet and then type in We Can Begin Again. Type in We Can Begin Again. That's Blog Talk Radio, and type in We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message, share it with a friend. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. As we move forward, we are moving over into Maryland, where we have a speaker which is who is known to others. His name is Pastor Lorenzo Maddox from out of Maryland, and he will be our guest speaker for this evening. And we're always looking forward to what God has placed on his heart. Amen. How beautiful it is for those who bring the good news. Amen. We thank him for coming on and being a part of this hour and bringing a word, bringing the good news to you. Amen. Right now, we're going to move out of the way, and we're going to move over into Maryland, where none other than Pastor Lorenzo Maddox will share what's on his heart. Amen. Pastor Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you feel?
I am doing fine. It's good to hear your voice again, sir.
Oh, man, I'm thankful that you give me a chance to try to get it right. You let me come on your program, and I really appreciate that. You and Edna, I appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity. Amen.
Yes, Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank the Lord for you. I know you're very busy, and I'm just thankful just to have an opportunity. Amen. Amen. How's the wife doing?
She is doing fine. She is on Zoom listening in, watching
okay.
in, but she's here.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I'm thankful to be on in this great ministry. Just for a few minutes, family, I think I have some people from I think our prayer line leader, is Gabrielle McPherson. I think she's in the Detroit area. I think you have maybe somebody from New York area may be on, and some other folks is at different time zone. They may be on, but we'll thank God for New Prayer and Praise and all those that are listening. We thank God for you. So tonight I'm going to do something a little different and. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verses 21 unto 25. And she shall give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. The Lord is salvation, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord has spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a child and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translate means God with us. So then Joseph woke up from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. And he took Mary to his home as his wife. But he kept her a virgin until she had given birth to the son, her firstborn child, and his name him Jesus. The Lord is salvation. For a few minutes, I'm not going to be long tonight, for a few minutes, I just want to talk for a few minutes about a holy story. A holy story. Pastor John, all of us that's on the way of the line and in our life or on Zoom can know that there's one time or another, and that all of us have not always had a holy story. Many of us that's crossed the road line around the world knows without a doubt there's a great deal of things that we struggle with that we don't really tell nobody, and those things are not necessarily holy. But those things are things we deal with sometimes that is not holy. The truth is that all of us are born into the world. We are born in a world of sin and iniquity. And somehow, some way, we pick up the characters of what we see that are around us. The truth is that many times that those of us have heard holiness and holy in turn that maybe sometime have turned many of us off. But I think I'd like to take a look at this verse, this passage, because a lot of times during this time of year, you have many persons that are participating in this moment. And I believe that most of them doesn't realize that this really is a holy story. Lord have mercy. We can look on TV sometime and see many programs that's on TV during this time of year. I'm not going to tell you that they're not entertaining. But there's only one story that I know, that this story is not just entertaining. But this story is a life-changing story. Lord have mercy. This story happened. It happened not to give us thrills. It happened not to make us feel so proud of ourselves. But this story was came here not on human wings, Lord have mercy, but this happened because it was the breath, it was the ideal, and Lord have mercy, and it was the purpose of God. I wish I had somebody praying tonight, a holy story. Again, I said a lot of times that we have people that are participating in this event. I believe that most of us had that you get more spectators. There's a lot of spectators that participate in this event on Christmas time. They're spectators because it does have a ring to it. It does can mess with your emotions. It does the lights and things. You must honestly say that it does. Good, but in many persons that deal with this story, this moment, don't really understand that it's beyond the lights. It's beyond the red poinsettias and the white poinsettias. It's really it is a holy story. And it's a story that people some kind of way gravitate to. They want to be a part of it. And most people really don't understand the in-depthness of what this is all about. Brothers and sisters, let us don't get confused about the story. Because on the offset, I said that a lot of us have a story, and our story is not holy. Lord, have mercy. This story was necessary. Because the first story that God had done, the story was holy, but then it became unholy, not by God. It became unholy because whenever Satan put his hand on something and he worked with Eve, it turned a holy story into a unholy story. But the good thing, we don't look at it sometimes during this time of year. This holy story shows us, it gives us a glimpse of a holy God. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. It gives a glimpse of the holy God, and it also gives a glimpse, if you want to say, that what Satan had done through Adam and Eve, it didn't make God smile. But I like it, Pastor John. It didn't make God smile, but what I like it is that God is just not just a strike one God. Lord have mercy. And what I mean that he's not a strike one God, that God has a way that you ain't no one, Lord have mercy, can strike God out. Yeah?
Yes.
Satan was strike one, Lord have mercy. Adam Eve was strike two. But God still had one more strike. And so he didn't strike out. What he did, he did something different, because he never strike out. And somebody ought to know on the phone line, Zoom tonight, that we serve a God that never strikes out. We serve a God that you can't strike him out. I don't care. In baseball, I'll talk about the fastball, curveball. I think what Satan did, he really, Pastor John, in my mind, he threw Eve a curveball. but God, you can't strike him out. And so because God refused to strike out, and the good news that he didn't strike out, the good news is what God turned around and done, God done something else. Because one thing we got to understand about this story, the holy story, that holiness did not come from man, but holiness came from God. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
And not only did it from God, that God was standing on holiness in himself. Lord have mercy. The first time that he turned around and did it, he did it in the way of Adam and Eve and trying to make them, allow them to participate in his idea. But this time, holiness came from within. Well, how many of us that really look at the story and during Christian time, how many of us look at it and really can honestly say that we understand that this is about a holiness? And it's a holiness of God, and it's a holiness of God, and not only is a holiness of God, it's a story where God is the main character in the picture. Lord have mercy. Look at the story again. The character, and then God said, "Let us make man our image," and made Adam and made Eve. But this time, God changed the picture, and he changed the picture. But this time, he did it within himself. But he turned around again. I like it, Pastor John. I like it because even though that Adam and Eve messed up, God still used humans. Lord, have mercy, to make his story come about. Lord have mercy. Even though they messed up, God did not throw mankind away, did not throw woman away. Turn around again and use the same two more people. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
But he had, Lord have mercy, a different plan in mind. And I said a lot of times during this time of year that people, they flirt with this thing. They flirt with this because most of them don't understand that this is about holiness. They don't understand that this is a you talk about in your introduction, your song talks about a new beginning. They don't understand that Christmas is a new beginning for whosoever will.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. It's a new beginning. It's a part where your life can be renewed again.
Yes,
and the truth is that not only can be renewed again, but the truth is that it's a partnership. That God turns around and doesn't turn his back on man, but give a partnership where God turns around and do this thing completely different. But this time, it is built on holiness. It's built on holiness. And we got to understand that. And I like it because not only built on holiness, but it's built on the mind of God. Brother John, the truth of the matter is I think that sometimes we people don't really look at the mind of God. We don't really look at sometimes the thoughts of God. Lord have mercy. We look at the thoughts of God when we get in trouble. But we don't look at the thoughts of God when God get ready to do it again. God turned around, Lord have mercy, and may use Mary. We already know the story, but they use Mary. And a uniqueness about this, Pastor John, that God turned around and used somebody that he made him for. Lord have mercy. That nobody in the world can honestly say this can happen. God made Mary, then he turned around and used Mary.
Yes.
And that's something, use her so that his child can come through her. My. And what I like about it is that this time of time, because I said that many people participate at this time, but there's many people, Pastor John, that participate in this time of season, but they have not said yes to God. Many people participate in there because they get caught up in the emotion. But the soul haven't been caught up to say, yes, Lord. My. Mary shows us something that deep here. Mary shows us that here's a woman that said yes to God. I wonder tonight how many on the line can honestly say that I have said yes to God. My. How many have honestly say I said yes to God? Yes, I'll go your way. Yes, I'll do what you want me to do. Yes, I'll say what you want me to say. Yes, I will allow you. I give myself to you that you can come inside of me and do with me what you want to. My. Here's a woman. Lord have mercy. And I'm just saying, Pastor John, somebody may get upset with me. And I'm going to say this. This is my mind. I didn't say the Bible said it. The first woman, Pastor John, said no to God. She was tricked to say no to God. You're not talking to me, but she was tricked in saying no. Here's again another woman. There was no trick in this one. Another woman said yes to God. Lord have mercy. Yes to God. Yes to God. So here it is. Yes to God. And you shall conceive and shall give birth to a son. Call his name Jesus. You should get birth. So what happened is that a holy God, and you can understand something that man, when man, Pastor John, when we put our things on it, sometimes we put our hands on stuff and they become sinful. They come man's way. But whenever God put his hand on something,
yes,
it always, Lord have mercy, it always comes out all right. It was necessary for this to happen because God was again giving man another opportunity. God again was doing it a little different, but every now and then people understand what God really needs. He needs willing people who will make up their mind to say yes.
Yes.
And I think, Pastor John, I may be going out a little bit tonight. I mean, I know somebody out there tonight may disagree with me. But I think that sometimes that some of our sisters will say yes before man say yes. Yeah, y'all ain't talking to me. I think sometimes our sisters, and I think, matter of fact, if we look on the prayer line, if we look in our churches, we look all around us involved, and where would we be if we didn't have women that said yes to God?
Yes, sir.
Because then a whole lot of us, if we turn around and look at this thing, a whole lot of us have, we are men, but we have the concept like Joseph. And I like it because there are times that when God speaks, Pastor John, he doesn't always do it himself. And that's where we get mixed up at. God does not have to come and give you a visit yourself. There are times that God will use the angel. There's sometimes God, somebody on the line knows something. God will use the angel. God will use somebody sometime to come by to do what? To give you his order.
Yes.
It should happen to fulfill within the prophecy. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and give birth, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which interprets God with us. Here again, Lord have mercy. God doing it again, and he's doing it again, and he's doing it again, but this time he's doing it in the way that God, Lord have mercy, will be with us. And I think that a lot of times we and I'm saying during this Christmas, this season of time, that people really understand that this is really about the footsteps of Jesus. It's about the hands of Jesus. And in this time of year, it's about the heart of Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
It's about the hand of Jesus. It's about the heart of Jesus. And it's about the will of God. My. The will of God must be done. So here it is. We go through a season of time and don't really understand. We understand that God understands that a holy God wants holy things. A holy God is turning around now and they're doing it again, but they're doing it again and by the way that he know that it will work. This time, it still costs him. Because we don't give them, most people that go through this don't understand. They only see in their own minds. Their minds only allows them to see that this baby was born in Bethlehem. But most people don't realize the mind of God. Look at how God does it. Though the baby is born, man is born into the world. But a lot of us don't really understand that wasn't the first time he was in the world. Lord have mercy. It was the first time that he was coming as human. But we all know that in the beginning that he was part of it. We said, let us make man. We all know he was there. And most of us have a carnal way of looking at Christmas. And the carnal way of looking at Christmas, we get excited about the birth. We get excited about the gift. But it was amazing to me, Pastor John, that after our excitement comes through this, we lose. Time we get to Calvary, we lose the spectators. We're going to lose the spectators. Christmas always pick up people, but time to get to Calvary, we lose the spectators.
I'm all.
And what I'm honestly saying, Pastor John, I went to a football game with my son. And I went to the football game, and I was, Pastor John, I was in the stands. I was in the stands with the fans. And Pastor John, they was losing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were losing bad. But the cheerleaders that was on the field, it was raining, Pastor John. It was raining out there. And you could not tell. We couldn't tell that the team was losing. Because the cheerleaders cheered all the way to the last minute of the play. They was down on the field cheering.
Mm-hmm.
But many of us that were sitting, including myself, was in the stand, was not cheering because we were disappointed. This, mm-hmm. during this time of year, we got a lot of fans that show up on Christmas. But when the rain of life come, when the winds of life come, many fans, but they're not cheerleaders. I'm gonna go on the record. The Bible don't say it, Pastor John, but I'm gonna go on record tonight to say Mary was not a fan. Lord have mercy. Mary was a cheerleader for God. My. I wonder tonight how many people on blog can only say I'm a cheerleader and not a fan. Again, Christmas time brings a lot of fans. Comes around, Pastor John. Even some try to orchestrate this thing in their yard, trying to show, but they are fans. And how you mean they're fans? They're fans. They're not cheerleaders because when it's all said and done, they'll turn around, put the stuff back, and then they'll go back next year and do it again. But a person that's a cheerleader will never put the birth away out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
A person that's a cheerleader will walk with him because, Pastor John, he's too big for me to put him away. Oh, I know we decorate stuff, but even though I put the decorations away, put the tree away, but he's too big for me to put away. I can't put this man away. Lord have mercy. Mary, again, made herself available. Mary was available, but then God spoke, and Joseph King, he became on board. But the ideal is that a holy story. How, Pastor John, how can we put Jesus away? Lord have mercy. We mm-hmm. in our churches, in our world, we got people that put him away. How can we just rehearsal with him, Lord have mercy, during Christmas time? And after mm-hmm. Christmas, the rehearsal is over, and we turn around and put him away. A holy child. Don't you think a holy child needs something? Holy child needs a place. And I mean, you know the story that goes that Mary and Joseph, and it came to the point where they couldn't find no room. And I honestly think that people today still wonder how many on the line really got room for him today. I wonder, in the world we live in, Pastor John, where this man named Jesus is still homeless in many families. He's still homeless because somebody have not opened the door and let the king in. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. You know, he just wasn't king when he went to Calvary. In our ordination, I learned that he was born king. Lord have mercy. He was born king, and Pastor John, he lived a king life. He died, but he got up because he was a king. You can't keep a king down. Here we go. We look at the story again, the struggle, because in doing this work of God, you go through some struggle. It's a holy story, and then holiness requires something. a holy story, and it requires something. Pastor John, it requires me to turn around and go relook at myself, to relook up the way I think and look, relook at how I live, to go back and relook at it again, to understand that I must trade my unholy story for his holy story. Lord, have mercy. I got to trade it because I got to understand that I need the holiness of God in my life. Here we go again, a holy story. It caused something. My holy story caused something. The holy story went through something. The holy story had to pay the price on Calvary. Oh, yes, he did. He paid a price on Calvary. And must understand this thing. It's a holy story because of holiness required him to pay the price. It requires him to grow up. And many of people in the body of Christ have not grown up to understand that he did not stay a baby. Lord have mercy. Pastor John, can you imagine what would have happened if you never grew up?
He never grew
up. We would have been in trouble. And then Pastor John, if he never grew, been in trouble, then the thing about it, if he had just stayed in Bethlehem, we got to understand that a whole lot of people, their mindset still with Jesus in Bethlehem. Oh, you got to see him being born there, but he didn't stay there.
Yeah.
He had to leave Bethlehem. Good God Almighty. He had to leave his holy place in heaven and come in Bethlehem, but he had to leave Bethlehem. Lord have mercy. And not only had to leave Bethlehem, he had to walk the walk and to get to Calvary. And that's why I'm saying, Pastor John, that a whole lot of people, spectators during Christmas time, because some of people are not willing to walk the walk to Calvary.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We're not willing to walk the walk. Pastor John, we will walk past the miracles. Yes. Turn water into wine. We'll walk past the miracles where he fed 5,000. We walk past the miracle where he raised Lazarus from the dead. But don't you know, Pastor John, we skip over the meal when he fed the 5,000. Many people don't understand today he still is the bread of life.
Yeah.
We overlook some things. Lord have mercy. All of this was done to show us that he is the bread of life, but he left Bethlehem, went through the ministry, but he has to face Calvary. And then the crowd of him is awfully small at Calvary. Lord have mercy. Many of them had done had the fingerprints. He touched many of them, healed many of them, but at Calvary when it counts the most, you find that a whole lot of people are not willing to go to Calvary. During Christmas time, it's a beautiful scenery to see him picture in the manger, see him laying there in the manger, and all that stuff is good, but you got to get out the manger. Pastor John, even our church got to get out the manger. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Our church has got to get out the manger. Our church is sometimes stuck in Bethlehem. We got believers in Christ that still obey in Christ because they never left Bethlehem. We got many of them that go through it. They never left Bethlehem, and because they haven't left Bethlehem, they don't understand that you got to go through. You got to be pierced in the side. You got to see Calvary. Calvary is where you really stand up. Many of our churches, even on time, we preach, Pastor John, we don't tell people. We omit the Calvary story. Many folks, and they used to say in school when I was going to school that if you haven't talked about the life, the death, and the resurrection, that you ain't preach. Most of us preach a whole lot of the things, but we don't remind people that this baby grew up and he walked the earth 33 years, came down to what 42 generations.
Yeah.
And on last Sunday, Pastor John Gray stopped here on last Sunday. I had my people in church to turn around because sometimes, Pastor John, people don't understand that God doesn't always talk. So I had them to turn around and go to Malachi, the last chapter in Malachi. So I'm put the hand in Malachi. I told him, turn the page and go to Matthew's. Pastor John, but somewhere between Malachi and Matthew, that is 400 years. You can't say God was still working, but there are some times when God don't talk. 400 years, you hear nothing. Then you open the Gospel of Matthew's and find out where the bloodline, find out that he came down to 42 generations. You get on the scene and you see Zacharias in Luke Gospel. You see how this thing came to be. This story don't get as much attention as it should be. This is a holy story.
Yes.
And I got to close now. It's a holy story that most of us are guilty because we have not became pregnant with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, to be pregnant with him, Mary was pregnant, but in our life, Pastor John, we need to be pregnant with his love. Pregnant with his understanding, pregnant with Jesus to go tell the world that Jesus, as the songwriter said, he's sweet, I know. Storm cloud may rise, wind may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found the Savior and he's sweet, I know. I'm happy. I'm excited because this story, the Christmas story, is a holy story. It's a whole story, Pastor John. And when I really look at it, my first point is, let us worship him. Second point is that Jesus was born. And the third thing, Mary shows us that we ought to have a joyful song. And Pastor John, do you know what the real worship is? The real worship sometimes is not with our church, but the real worship is with Jesus. And I close the night asking, how many of us, when was the last time that you done had a worship experience with Jesus? Are you a Pastor John?
Worship experience. Worship experience. Hallelujah. I am going to open up the mics if there are any comments. Any comments, the mics are open. If you have a comment, please, ma'am, please, sir, you can speak. Hallelujah. The mics are open. We have a lot of online. My Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Mr. Elder Showers, I thank God for the message tonight. Pardon me?
I said, good to hear you.
Praise God. I thank God for the message tonight. I mean, you know, every time I hear about Jesus and what he's done for us, and I take it personal, what he's done for me, I get excited. I have the joy. I just thank him because without him, I couldn't really live the life that he has given me. But I thank God every time it comes around, it's a refresh, and not just on the holiday in December, But every day it should be, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus, that you have given us. And I choose him. And I just don't say words, but I choose him in the bottom of my heart, in the depths of my soul. I choose him. You know, there's not a life that's worth living without Jesus. That's the life. You know, and I thank you, Pastor Maddox, for bringing the word again. You know, yes, I choose him, and I thank God that he chose me. And I want to please him in every aspect of my life. I want him to dwell in me and I dwell in him. I just love him and I thank him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I talk about it. I shout about it. I speak about it. And I just thank God. My life belongs to him. And yes, my yes do say yes. And even sometimes when my yes don't say yes, Lord God, give me the mind, the mindset, the heart, the will, the desire to say yes, that I will continue to walk upright before him. I thank God. And we do go beyond the crib. We go beyond the swaddling clothes, the baby. And, you know, even after his death, we still go beyond that to have life in him, that he will continue to show us how to live and what to do. You know, I just love God. I love God, and I pray for all that they would receive him, believe and trust and walk therein, that they would have a yes in their spirit, in their soul, in their mind, in their heart for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I want to say thank you. This has been good tonight. I sat down to listen, and I just thank you. Thank you, Pastor Maddox, again and again, and thank you, Pastor John, mm-hmm. Elder Dr. John. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another? The mics are open. All you have to do is just speak. Mics are open. Hallelujah. Amen. So I guess I need to chime in on that. I like what you said in terms of talking about a holy story. And then you also talked about not only being a holy story, you're talking about a holy child that needs a place and not put away. And when you said that, such my spirit was a holy child that needs a place. I'm thinking about in our heart. That needs a place in our heart, not hidden, not hidden, not hidden, but a place in our heart, a place in our heart, not put it away. And you made a comment in terms of on Christmas, it's when it comes alive. And then right after Christmas, we put it away. We put Jesus away. How can you put Jesus away? After all that he has done for you and what he's done for me, how can you put him away? Jesus is not just on Christmas. It's a special day that we celebrate, but how do you put him away? How do you forget about Jesus? How do you forget about the idea that he woke us up, that he's still covering us, everything that we do? When we have challenges in our lives, he's still working on our behalf. How do you put him away? How do we just get excited? Christmas. Why not get excited every day? And one of the things, you know, in reference to what you were saying, and I kind of ditto with Elder Chalmers was saying, you know, if God is always a yes, in my praise, always a yes. I'm always waiting for him to speak to me so I can just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. It might not be something that I understand, but I know I'm going to say yes, Lord, because it might not be something that I can comprehend, but I know, I think I was just telling my son this tonight, that if God has called you, if God has placed you in wherever you are, even though that you may not be prepared, God has already equipped you. And if you know that, if we know that, how do we put him away? So I like that. I like that. A holy story, not just on Christmas, but a story throughout the year, a story in our lives. So that was a blessing to me. That's what I received as you were speaking. And the beauty thing about a story is a story can resonate differently in different people when they hear it. That's my story. What's your story? What's your story? What has God done? How has God made a way out of no way in your life? In your life. And we cannot just put him away. So I think that this was a powerful message, especially as we get ready to go into, we're moving into the Christmas season, a time, you know, where there is joy, and not where we're just celebrating presents, but we're celebrating love. We're celebrating love. So I do thank you, Pastor Maddox, for coming forth, and you just truly blessed, you know, myself and our household. I just all I can just say is thank you. Thank you for allowing God to speak through you. We all have a story. That was my story. We have a lot of numbers on the line, and no one, sometimes, you know, Pastor Maddox, you know, sometimes when I don't hear people, I don't take it and say, well, you know what, they just don't want to say anything. Sometimes it is so good. You know, I think about we're sitting around the table, and Jesus is feeding everybody, you know, and sometimes the food is just so good that all you want to do is just eat and enjoy the food. In this space, sitting around the table and just enjoy the word, let it resonate, let it just, you know, just chew it and just digest it and just enjoy the moment. So I know I have enjoyed the moment, Pastor Maddox. I have enjoyed it. Again, we do have a lot of numbers on here, and I think it looks like some of your people as well. I mean, you've missed it, you know, to there was some out of Detroit and out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And that,
yes, sir.
And I do think, you know, the I think it's the new prayer and praise for those of you that came on this evening. We just say welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you for being a part of this hour, this mighty hour, should I say. Not just a regular hour, but a mighty hour. Because anytime the word is infused in that hour, it's going to be mighty. Because God is doing great things. He's doing great things. So I do thank you, Pastor Maddox. I'm going to turn it on over to you if you have any final comments at this time or anything that you would like to share with the body of Christ, those who are on, please do so.
Pastor, again, I thank you for the opportunity to come, and I like what you have said as well, that this is a time that I think sometimes is we can get caught up. This is a time where Satan get busy, and he works within the minds of people to begin to think about some things they don't have or they can't give. And I think sometimes we put our emphasis on that so much until we forget it's a holy story.
Right.
And sometimes we don't understand that, Pastor John, that not everybody have changed their story.
Mm-hmm.
My. Because all of us are born with a story that's not holy.
Yes,
but when we understand that because of him, he allowed me, Pastor John, to change my story.
Yes.
That story ain't always been holy. And I think
that's
somebody on the line tonight knows that. My story ain't always been holy. My story haven't always been right. But he allowed me to, you know, sometimes, Pastor John, it's like sometimes going to a car dealership and trying to trade in the car, and that car dealership says, the car got too many miles. I can't give you nothing for it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about it. Anyone that comes to Jesus and you want to change your story,
yes,
he will allow you to trade your story in to get his story. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
And regardless of how it is, he'll allow you to trade it in.
Trade it in.
Regardless of whatever you've done in your life, he'll allow you to trade it in. If you was a homosexual, if you was doing this, you were drunk, whatever, if you come to Jesus, he'll let you trade your story in. Trade the story. And I'm only tonight just happy because he gave me a chance to trade my story in.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Baby there. Baby there. I'm going to pick up on that. If anyone on the line would like to make a comment, you know, but you don't always have to stay in that shape. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
You can trade it in. Something better.
My.
And the beauty of it is what the pastor just said is it doesn't make a difference how many miles that you come with. It doesn't make a difference. It's what you've done. God will allow you to trade it in for something new, something brand new. Don't you want to be in something brand new, better than where you have been?
Mm-hmm.
If things have not been working out for you, if things have been falling short, if you've been depressed or whatever state you've been in, don't you want to trade it in? Don't you want to trade it in for something new? Don't you want to start over?
Yes, Lord.
A new beginning.
Hallelujah.
A new beginning. God will allow you to trade it in.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is, it don't cost you nothing.
Amen.
The down payment has already been made. As the pastor has said, on Calvary, it has already been paid. Already been paid on Calvary. All you have to do is just come as you are, with all that knowledge, with all that baggage. All you have to do is just come. Bring your rags.
Yes, sir.
Bring your filthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever it is, just bring it. And you can trade it.
Bring
it. Hallelujah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Pastor Matt, you get me excited over here.
My.
I don't know about you on the line, and we got a lot of numbers in a lot of different states in. I don't know where you are in your life. You just heard the word. And if it spoke to you, then God is asking you to come and trade it in. Turn it all over. Turn it over. Yeah. That's all you have to do. All you have to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Maddox, would you like to give us a prayer and we're going to close out? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Yes, sir. Merciful Father, we thank you for everyone tonight, because all of us was born as your foster child. But as we accept you as our Savior and you have washed us in the blood, now we are your children.
Thank you.
We are no more foster children. We are your children by your shed blood on Calvary. Father, I ask you tonight, those that are listening, those that are holding the phone, that you would touch them. Those that are going through something in their mind, I ask you to lift them, Father. Those that are struggling, I ask you to touch them, Heavenly Father. Let them know, as Pastor said, that you can change your story again and get your story, because your story said your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. David said it better, that you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? And John 3:16 says it better: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you for a new story.
Thank you.
Thank you for a new story. And it's just not a new story only. It's a holy story. But then, Father, it's a sanctified story.
Yes.
And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done. Touch those that are listening. Heal them. Touch them, guide them, and thank you for Pastor John. Thank you for Elder Showers and all those that are on tonight. We thank you. Help us to be better. In the name of Jesus, we say amen.
Amen. May God bless you. We love you, but God bless you.
It's so hard to lie. face the dawn.